Good morning, everyone, and welcome to service today. Today we have the honour of our service being led by Marty Lumsden from A Uniting World. Ross is on holidays, and Marty has offered to lead our service today. Our acknowledgement of country today comes from Uniting World. From before recorded time, the Yuggera people of Turrbal Nation cared for this land. We praise the Creator for the beauty of this land and honour those who have offered themselves in tending it. We acknowledge the elders and communities who have told the sacred stories and nurtured faithfulness to the Creator. We pay our respects to elders who have gone before, all who carry the stories today and who are emerging. We ask God's blessing on those who continue to work for the healing and restoration of this land and her communities. Marty joined Uniting World's Australian Partnerships team in 2018 and started as Donor Relations Manager in 2023. She previously worked in communications and marketing with the Uniting Church in Queensland, including 7 years as Director of Communications. In her Uniting World role, Marty works with Australian donors and churches to share the stories of the amazing work of our overseas partner churches and the life-changing partnerships made possible through Uniting World. She also works closely with Uniting World's ambassadors around Australia. Based in Brisbane, Marty is available to speak at services and events around the country. And thus she is with us today. But before she comes up, we will start our service with some praise singing. And we have two hymns today. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, followed by May the fragrance of Jesus fill this space.
This second song just a couple of weeks ago, and you may remember the men sing one line and the ladies follow with the second, but it's very repetitive, so we get to grips with it very quickly. So let's just go straight into it. I will sing with the men just to help the lead in, and Glenda will lead the ladies. So do we have many men in this morning? Yes, we do. We have enough.
We have enough.
Jesus. Thank you for having me this morning. It's lovely to be here with you on such a beautiful day. Beloved siblings in Christ, let us unite in the presence of God who gathers us as God's beloved family. A call is heard. Look around you. I have seen those whom I did not know before, because they were strangers. I have observed those who were once foreigners. Now we have been united within the family of God. Today, in our togetherness, let us experience the power of God's love that destroyed all boundaries.
There is no barrier separating you from me. Differences in language, culture, life experiences, viewpoints, none can separate us from the love of God.
We are united by Christ who is risen. Let us stand together in faith, in hope, and in God's unparalleled love. Let us begin our worship today with joy and gratitude for God's abundant love. Today marks a significant moment as we gather together to worship, to direct our focus towards the unfolding work of Christ in our interconnected world. Within the unique context of Southeast Asia, the Uniting Church in Australia is linked in partnership with churches throughout the region, including Indonesia. Our partners often belong to the minority communities in their contexts, and they exemplify extraordinary dedication and resilience as they navigate the complexities of their contexts. Notably, they engage in remarkable work with interfaith contexts, fostering understanding, cooperation, and peace in very diverse religious landscapes. These partnerships are characterized by the vibrancy, inspiration, and the unwavering dedication of our fellow believers who serve as instruments of God's transformative power in their communities. Many of these relationships span over decades, leaving an enduring, lasting impact on countless lives across generations. Through these enduring connections, Uniting World endeavours to embody the unity of Christ's body, working collaboratively to nurture hope and fight poverty, injustice, and climate change. Uniting World serves as the conduit for managing these partnerships on behalf of the wider Uniting Church in Australia. Today, we have the privilege of going deeper into Uniting World's invaluable work and joining in celebration of our global neighbours. Let's pray. Gracious and merciful Lord, we give thanks to you, O Lord, for the gifts of life, the beauty of the universe, the serenity, and the companionship. Your presence among us as we gather in worship fills our hearts with gratitude beyond measure. You, O Lord, understand the depths of our hearts intimately. We come before you to confess our sins, acknowledging those moments when we have fallen short of your grace. Forgive us, O Lord, for the times when we hear that we have to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, but our ways of living defy your words. Yet we take solace in your boundless mercy, knowing that you are always ready to receive us with open arms, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and to restore us into fellowship with you. As we lay bare our shortcomings before you, grant us the strength to walk in your ways, to love one another as you have loved us, to act justly, and to seek reconciliation with those whom have wronged. May your grace continue to abound in our lives, guiding us in the paths of righteousness and leading us into the fullness of your joy. In the name of Christ, our Lord and friend, we pray. Amen. I have great pleasure in passing the peace today. So peace of the Lord be with you all. Please pass the peace to those nearby. We're going to enjoy another hymn, Tell Out My Soul, one of my favourites. Everybody, and welcome. And of course, we've got a special welcome that Wendy's given to Marty already. We know that it's school holidays, and your little boy probably doesn't understand why Mummy still has to go to work. So it's really lovely to see everyone here today, and I'm sure that we're going to enjoy this very special service of celebration to Uniting World, because as you know, we've been very much involved in quite a few of their projects, and because of our wonderful refresh shop, we've been able to support a lot of different aspects. Now, you know that Ross is away on holidays. He'll be back next Sunday, and that'll be the last two Sundays then of his time with us. His last service as Minister for KUC will be on the 29th of September. And he has made some wonderful progress for us with organising the leases for the kindergarten and so forth. He's been a great help in that way. Now, of course, the most important thing for us coming up is the induction of Reverend David Savage. So the first Saturday in October, the 5th, will be the day of his induction, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that will be very joyous occasion for us after over 20 months, I think, waiting for this. So that's a marvellous time. We'll need all the usual help at that stage, and you'll hear about that later on. And we'll also, in another week or so, we'll have some tickets available for Coolin Classic later in October. So they're the sort of advance notices that we need. Oh, and look at this. We have Coralie arriving. Must be just about straight off the plane. Oh, how wonderful to see you, Coralie. A big welcome to you. Thank you very much, Evie.
Hello again, everybody. I just wanted to mention we have Bible study this week on Tuesday morning at 9:30. And we've just started a lovely new course of studies from the Faith and Worship people, an English website, and this is going to be a very interesting one, we feel. It's the journey of a lifetime, 4 reflective studies on this, and our first one is childhood, and we've just begun that, but it's going to be a lovely time of discussion, as you can imagine, going through these different things. But the first one, the period between infancy and adolescence, the preteen years. So we're looking forward to some good readings, some lovely studying about those times in our lives, and good time for some discussion. So I would put a very warm welcome out to you all if you would like to join us. Tuesday at 9:30, I have some spare copies of this new study. If you'd like one, please come and get one from me afterwards.
The Bible reading from for today is from Micah 6. The Lord's case against Israel. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead your case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's accusations. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against the people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shiatism to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to briefly introduce you to your preacher today, because it's not me. It's this wonderful woman here, Reverend Dr. Mary Coleman. Reverend Dr. Coleman is a human rights activist and a theologian. Until recently, she was the moderator of one of our partner churches in West Timor, the Christian Evangelical Church in Timor. You will hear her refer to it as Gemit. This is, of course, in Indonesia. Under her leadership, Gemit was and is deeply committed to helping transform every aspect of its own society. Mary, the first female moderator of the church, she was elected in 2015 with a new leadership which was almost entirely made up of women. That is unusual in Australia, let alone in the church globally. Mary is a lecturer and contextual theologian with research areas in feminist and post-colonial theology. In 2022, she was elected to the World Council of Churches Central Committee and published her book called Mission of Empowerment, A Feminist Perspective. You might have gathered Mary is quite a trailblazer, which is often the case with the leadership that we work with around the world. But she often ponders what she wanted her legacy to be, and she's always asked what she wants her legacy to be. Gemit has a long history of ordination of women and women's engagement. They began ordaining women in 1959. But as when she was moderator, Mary was constantly asked, what would the church look like when it's run by a woman? And this is her response. She said, I don't know if it's about gender as much as it is about power. I see my role as being about empowering others, about how power is managed, especially for those who have the least. This has always been the way of Jesus, standing for those who are poor, bringing liberation to those with heavy burdens. So please enjoy her words.
Dear sisters and brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ, greetings of peace to you all from us at the Evangelical Christian Church in West Timor, located in East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. We are grateful for the long-standing partnership between our two churches, Gemeet and the Uniting Church of Australia. We glorify God who allows us, our two churches, to support each other as fellowship of faith across nations and continents, including through the service of the Tanoba Lais Malaikat Foundation, the TLM, which is one of Gemeet's service units. Sisters and brothers, last April 2021, in the midst of the threat of the COVID-19 pandemic, most of our church ministry areas were hit by a severe cyclone called Seroja, which claimed the lives of hundreds of people, destroying houses and public facilities and sources of community livelihood. During the emergency response period, our church worked hand in hand with national and local governments and also with international bodies, including Uniting World, providing assistance to those most exposed to the great disasters. At our church Gemeet, the biblical text of Micah 6, verse 8 resonates strongly, especially as we grapple with the vulnerability of the poor and the impacts of climate change. Oh people, you have been told that what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God. A number of Bible scholars say that the prophet Micah served approximately 20 to 25 years when Israel and Judah were in time of political instability, social injustice, and disloyalty to God. Therefore, he talks about three virtues of faith: do justice, love faithfulness, and walk humbly with your God. In West Timor, we read the message of the prophet in the context of the threat of climate change and the vulnerability of poor families and their struggle for fullness of life in God's grace. First is about doing justice. The concept of mishpah in the Old Testament is primarily about maintaining right relationship with others. Humans must not take too much for themselves and ignore others who are mired in poverty due to the unfair system. So we see justice that must not only understood as social justice, but also justice toward natural environment, namely not exploiting nature without limits and destroying God's creation. The opposite of doing justice is greed, selfishness, taking more than what we need from others and from the earth. The second point is about loving kindness. The concept of chesed in Hebrew related to sincerity, to be friend with one another, being in reciprocal relationship, in solidarity and mutual cooperation. In the context of a society where many poor families are trapped in human trafficking, malnutrition and stunting, chesed means being willing to work with various elements of the nation, supporting the vulnerable ones to live with dignity in the abundance of God's love. Sisters and brothers, God's kindness also makes it possible for humans across races and nations to be connected to one another in bonds of reciprocal love without anyone feeling superior or inferior to others. Studies related to climate justice show that all humans on this planet, including you in Australia and us in West Timor, need each other to preserve the earth. No matter which continent we are on, we all have the same responsibility to care for the earth as our common home. The third point of our text is about humility. Walk humbly with your God. Humans often forget God and feel they can do anything without God. The prophet's call is increasingly relevant for us today. Modern humans can feel like they no longer need God in their lives. Humility before God must also be reflected in our humble attitude toward each other and toward the universe. Without human, nature can still exist, but without nature, it is impossible for humans to survive. Therefore, do justice, love faithfulness, and walk humbly with your God. Amen.
We're going to sing again. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Particular aspect of Uniting World's work in West Timor, I want to share a slightly different aspect of our work, also in Indonesia. But before I do, I want to draw attention to the fact that over the years, since 1993, which is when our records, the records that I can see go back, this congregation has given Uniting World $50,560.75. Definitely deserves a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you so much for the support of Uniting World over so many years. We're very grateful to all of you. That figure also is just what the church has given. That doesn't include all of the gifts that you personally have given to Uniting World. So the service today is in part to say thank you for your incredible support and solidarity, not just with Uniting World, but with the global church. And we're very grateful for your fabulous op shop. Earlier this year, I had the real pleasure of having a little family holiday in Bali, which coincided with a visit to one of Uniting World's projects in Bali. Now, I know that when you hear Bali, you don't think poverty, do you? You think fancy hotels, maybe a few too many Australians that have had a few too many cocktails. And it's not really, often when I say Uniting World does work in Bali, people don't really put those two things together. But you don't have to go too far off the beaches to start seeing real. And we actually have a Uniting World office in Bali. We have two staff who work from Bali, and they are our Southeast Asia regional office. They are also Indonesian staff, and they travel across Southeast Asia managing all of our work in that region. So I'm going to hopefully click. There we go. This is probably too small for you to read, but this is from our annual report from the previous year. We're currently putting together our new annual report, but if you want to see the numbers that relate to how Uniting World works across the world, this is a great image that shares the number of people we've helped, the number of churches we've spoken in, and the number of churches who have supported this work around Australia. All right. So this was just after Easter. My family and I, we went to Bali, and one day we went to visit a remote village, and we were very kindly taken there by our local partners in Bali, the Evangelical Christian Church of Bali. And if you can see the two people wearing, no, you probably can't see them, but this is a photo of my husband, my son and I, the staff of the project, and a number of the people who are supported by this project. What the our partners in Bali do is each year the Indonesian government releases a list of the most impoverished villages across the island of Bali, most of which are Hindu villages. The Christian population in Bali is around 2%, so it's tiny. So then our partners go in and sit down with community leaders from a few of the most impoverished places and see if there's anything that they can do to help. If that community is wanting outside assistance, or if there's some things that are happening already that need a bit of support. If that's the case, then they start working with them and finding out what it is that they need. They don't go in with a preconceived idea of what they're going to do in these places. This is us in a beautiful coffee plantation. In this particular village that we visited, there are six small businesses that have been given startup loans to then employ more people in the community to start businesses. So we got taken to visit every single one of these businesses, and I'm going to show you a few photos. We also got completely spoiled by some delicious food and incredible fruit that I don't remember the name of and have never seen before, but it was everywhere. It was amazing. In this coffee plantation, it's also full of cacao trees, which my son found very exciting. We're basically in a chocolate forest. But these gentlemen here run the coffee plantation, but it's not just about farming the coffee, obviously. There's a whole process that goes to actually getting it in local cafes and exported around Indonesia. So the younger gentleman on the end is incredibly business-minded. You can see that they're all wearing the branded shirts because they knew we were coming. You know, he's an incredible salesman in terms of getting that coffee exported. I hope it comes to Australia one day. We bought some and it is excellent. The next group of people we went to visit were a small group of farmers who were farming goats. This gentleman here was saying through a translator that most people, because they're the farming class, so they were the lowest class in the village, most people just assumed that if he was given it, the fact that he has not only kept the two goats he was given, but now he has six goats because they're bred, and they're selling their manure to the coffee plantation to use as organic fertilizer and also organic fertilizer for some kitchen garden projects. So you can see how the projects, while they are separate, they're also interconnected within the community. And I have about 20 photos on my phone of this particular goat. It was very beautiful. This is one of the kitchen garden projects. This is a new aspect of the work that's happening in a lot of places, particularly around the issues of climate change and climate resilience, trying to help people to diversify what they're growing, and also looking at how to do it more organically rather than using chemicals. The goats are very helpful for that. This is a farmer. He's actually, I think that's his tomato crop, but he's growing a whole lot of things in a small kitchen garden. It's quite a small space, and it's effectively on the edge of a cliff, which overlooks the most amazing countryside. The solar lamp that you might be able to see in the corner is another part of the project, which means that he can tend the garden and those little piggies at night. It also means that in this area there are no streetlights, so having a few solar lights around really helps with a number of things, including safety. And these, I shouldn't have favourites, and I did like the coffee, but these women were amazing. The woman holding up the pink crochet, that photo in fact is going to be on the cover of our Everything in Common catalogue this year. And as soon as I saw her face, I knew we'd use the photos, because she just encapsulates joy. She's actually the only Christian in this Hindu village, and she works with the other ladies on a crochet project. The lady holding up the blue top, and I think she's giggling because they make those and sell them to tourist shops, who then sell them to tourists. But I think she's giggling because why would you wear something so skimpy? But these women are just wonderful. And the lady who's holding up the blue top, she needed a loan from the village bank of $75 to start this business. They could not give her $75, or the maximum they could give her was $75, and she needed a little bit more. So our partners gave her a startup funding of $125, and she now employs 30 women in that community doing this work, selling the garments that they make, mostly tops and hats, to stores, and then they are sold throughout Bali, which is just such an incredible story that such a small amount of money can impact the lives of 30 families in that community. And it was just a really wonderful moment to be able to spend with them. You might also notice the big speakers behind her, and I kept seeing those all over the village, and that is because she particularly is a karaoke queen, and that's one of the things that they love to do in that community is karaoke. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do karaoke with them. But it was a fabulous time that we spent in that place, and it really encapsulated the many, many details and layers of each project. Our partner church there works across 6 villages. So while there are 6 or 7 businesses in this village, it's mirrored in 6 other places on the small island of Bali, and that is mirrored in so many other parts of the world. So while you support us and you might think your gift is small and not doing a lot, it often doesn't need to be. The thing that we always ask for is prayer. So please keep praying for all of our partners, but also the Uniting World staff. Thank you.
Let us pray. I have adapted some of Uniting World's prayer of intercession and used it as a springboard for my prayer today. Let us begin with a prayer of thanksgiving for God's creation. We thank you, O Lord of creation, for the beautiful world we live in, for the small blessings that we do not notice as we sometimes are consumed with the busyness of our lives.
Let us pause to thank for the lovely sunshine of today, the coolness of the morning, the flora and fauna that we experience in our very own backyard. For this we thank you, O Lord. O Lord, forgive us where we have failed to be good stewards and good neighbours. Forgive us for our greed and indifference at times. Help us to see that if we are not part of the solution, we are indeed part of the problem. Here at home, we're experiencing extreme weather conditions, worsening droughts and fire seasons due to climate change, all of which threaten our lives and our livelihoods. Our neighbours in the Pacific have been sounding the alarm of the impact of global warming on their low-lying islands. Inspire us, O Lord, to think beyond our own lives, to live and consume responsibly for the betterment of our lives and that of our neighbouring countries and of the world at large. Hear our prayer for new renewal, O Lord. We pray for the work done by the Uniting World and their partners in the Pacific and other parts of the world. As a congregation, we've just heard, we've contributed to projects, including those in India and Kiribati in the Pacific. Help us, O Lord, to continue this, your holy will. We pray for the leaders of the world. We pray that they have the courage and humility to plan and act beyond their own economies and use their power wisely. We pray that they work cooperatively, thinking beyond their own backyard, to preserve the resources of our planet so that all peoples now and for generations to come will be able to continue to enjoy all of God's creation. God of justice, we pray for our world that is threatened by division, wars, and injustice. We pray for the poor and the marginalized in our communities and the world at large. We pray for those experiencing violence in their very own homes. O Lord of wisdom and truth, restore your whole creation and renew us in your spirit so that we courageously pursue justice and equity and work towards an end to oppression and violence. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Now let's pause as to say a quiet prayer for our Reverend David Savage, who's about to come and join us at Kenyamore Uniting, and for those who are dear to us. Also include in this time those who are sick, those who are lonely and struggling. By your love we find hope, and by your love we are renewed. Let us now say the prayer our Saviour taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, what your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us in
times of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to take the offering now and sing the hymn, When I Needed a Neighbour. The congregation can stay seated until the final verse.
Thank you.
Gracious and compassionate God, you who call us to pursue justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly, we give thanks for every individual striving to do good in our midst and throughout the world. We are grateful for the offerings that have been collected, reflecting the generosity of each person who joyfully participates in the ministry of love for others. May these contributions bring about tangible change in your community. We give thanks for our unity and commitment to proclaiming the good news through social justice, wholeness, and well-being of life. As we present, we ask for your blessing upon them. May they be used wisely and effectively to further your will on earth, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to all who have been touched by your grace. Empower us, O God, to continue our mission with courage, compassion, and unwavering dedication. May our actions be a testament to your love, and may they inspire others to join the work of building a world filled with justice, peace, and joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing again, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Guide our faith as we strive to bring justice to others. May the love of your mercy grant us strength as we continue to fight for equality for all. May your blessing of humility keep us united with those in need, wherever they may be. May your peace shine ever brighter in the midst of our world, offering hope as we depart from this gathering. May your presence go before us, empowering us to be agents of your love and instruments of your peace. Go forth in the assurance of God's grace, mercy, and everlasting love. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.